Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. All right, welcome to another podcast of Smart Finance 360. I'm very excited about this one. We have Brandon Vanderstappen here. He is a coach of many things. He's done a lot of things in his life, and it's just led his way to this great path. Tell us a little bit about your story. That's my favorite thing I like to watch or talk about first is what got you here where you're at today and how did it all happen? So, I mean, you definitely coach very high profile people that are very successful entrepreneurs. But yeah, that's, you know, you have the floor here. I want to ask you the question of how did it all transpire? What's your story here?
Okay, this is the truth, you guys. This is how it happened. I was actually a real estate agent. At the time, I had been coached off and on through the years with a variety of different coaches. What you start to find out in life, like some people will get drawn to you for different reasons, and I started to have a few agents say they wanted to work with me. Then by default, I started coaching them, and this is how it evolved. But the true story that really got me deep into it, I woke up one morning. I'm a morning guy. You guys, you get tons of inspiration in the morning, and then you have the choice to either follow that inspiration or to ignore that inspiration, right? So when you follow it, it'll change your life. So one decision changed my life forever. This is what came to me. Sponsor a transformation challenge for your city. Give the winner $1,000. I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't a coach back then, but I felt something in me that said, give back, put this together, and let's just see what happens. So it was about changing your body and changing your life. So there was a physical component, and there was like an energetic or a mental component, a psychological component, right? So again, I don't know what I'm doing, but I call my buddies, their internet, website creators, this sort of thing. I said, hey, I have an idea. If I don't do something, it's just going to pass me by. So can you build me a website? And I'm not thinking of the cost. I'm thinking of giving a grant. Then that turns into you got to pay for the website and you're buying these.
Yeah.
I bought these wristbands and then you're getting medals for the participants. I didn't charge for it either.
Wow.
I just went out and I marketed it and I advertised it into my local community. And then I had, it was like maybe 120 people sign up. So
awesome.
It's a decent amount, right? Because I only put it in the gyms and places where people were actually going to try to work on themselves. So we got that whole thing going. And again, kind of making it up as I went. No coaching on it, no experience with it. Just a desire to make a difference.
Yeah.
So that turns into, and each participant had to write a 500-word essay at the end of this. And we're cookie cutter in this stuff, dude. Me and my kids and my wife. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we got medals. We had trophies and we made one of those big checks. And here's what hit me. And I'm going to, for the sake of time, because I can talk a lot about it, but for the sake of time, out of those 120 people, I think 18 finished. So there are 18 entries. I got to know each person and their families all came. We took it to the rec center. It was a pretty good celebration. But as I read those, I started to understand the value of being seen, of being heard, of creating a platform. I didn't know that this was what was going to come to me when I did it initially. There's just a lot of excitement. I think you're an excitable guy.
Your passion.
Yeah, and you go and you do and stuff happens. And so anyways, one lady, when it was all said and done, she didn't win, but she got a medal. And she's like, I thought this was like a church function thing. Like, you need a little plastic medal. She's like, these are good medals. This is,
this is
an amazing experience. And she said, I'll never forget this night. But the thing I'll most remember is you knew my name. And she said it in a way that she felt unseen, unheard. It didn't matter. And I felt that. And there was a lot of other entries that also hit me. And I thought, wow. You can make a difference in the lives of people who need something like this. So we got done with this event and I'm at my office the next day and I'm like, well, how do I keep this momentum going now? What do I do? Where do I go from here? And I'm on there and email from Tony Robbins popped up and it was learn how to do what Tony Robbins does.
Spine intervention.
Yeah. So psychology, because I didn't deliver that to the people. I let them pick their own fitness program, their own cycle. their transformation was their transformation, which I felt like it had to be. I didn't want to limit them. And so inside of that piece, I'm like, okay, I'll give them the $6,000 or $7,000. I'm going to go to the school. I'm going to sign up. And so I went through three different modules that he had, and I started coaching, and I fell in love with the transformations that people go through when you're at a crossroads in life, when you don't know who you are anymore or where you're going, the direction, we get lost.
It's very easy, too, to get lost.
Very. And you feel forgotten. And then, and a lot of it happens, too, sometimes where they followed society's rhymes and reasons. They did what they thought they should do, and they still feel empty inside.
Yeah, I think that's huge, because I myself, people always talk about midlife crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have five different midlife crises.
Yeah.
It's not just, oh, I'm 40, I want to get the Ferrari or whatever, classic, right? No, I think I had one when I was 16, when I was 25, I'm now 35.
Yeah.
And it's crazy the different types of transformations, but that energy you were talking about, that energy when you see someone is like, I have no plan B, I'm going to do this, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You get to experience that every day now.
Yeah.
So what's amazing for you too is not only you experience that and take that in, that's a burden, I would say, on your shoulders, but it takes a very special individual to lead that type of thing. How do you do that throughout the day?
Well, and it's interesting, as you said, burden, I actually kind of feel like it's a blessing. And I'm going to give a quick story. It was one of the, so as I went through this curriculum, that it's Robbins Madonis training. And so as I went through there, you learn all these different skills and have these abilities to work with people, right? So in that program, I start coaching a gal up in New York, older lady. And this is like Skype times, and she doesn't want to Skype, so you're on the phone. As a coach, one of the first things they teach you is to listen for what's not being said, right? If you're only listening to what is coming out of the mouth, you're probably missing like 90% of it. What's the body language? What's the tone?
Really?
What's energy saying? So there's another piece to that. And so as I'm listening to this lady for 50 minutes unload her crossroads story, where she's at, why, where she's stuck, next thing you know, I'm getting a download. I call it a download. Like all of a sudden something's coming to me.
I like that.
I can see her like as a little girl. I can feel these feelings. And I just say this stuff that has zero to do with my coaching skills that Tony had implemented or integrated inside of me. It was a different feeling.
It's basically you're on a wavelength, I would say. You're on this energy wavelength that you got to get to that point too. It's hard. You got to work for it.
Yeah.
So from what I'm thinking here, and I'm just assuming, but like you're kind of both on this energy wavelength of you're feeling exactly what's going on.
Yeah. It's the ability, that empathy is huge, and there's nothing more powerful than to understand a person, whether it's your employee, a loan officer, your kids. If you can listen for what's not being said and you can meet them where they are, then you have the ability to lift them where you want to take them or where they really want to go. So as we're wrapping up this conversation and I share this with her, I hear her start to cry. And I'm new. This is my very first coaching session.
First call?
This is my first one. So anyways, I'm like, are you okay? I'm checking in. And she said, I've been trying to figure this out with my therapist over the last 6 or 7 years. And we haven't been able to do it. And you helped me connect the dots in one call. How did you do that? Bro, I was like, it wasn't me, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't me. Something allowed me to say to her what she needed to hear to help her create the breakthrough that she was seeking in her life, right?
Yeah.
So this started to happen with regularity. And there's something to do with trust. So egos are big. When we're out here and we're doing business and we're doing life, we want to act like we know the answers.
Yes.
And we do to an extent, right? You can lift someone to the level that you're at. But beyond that, you may not be able to do it. We can't. It's like there's a law affiliated or attached to that. So anyways, I start doing that individual on an individual level. And then I had a real estate broker invite me into, we're friends.
Yeah.
Come share this with our agents. Come work with us. Come help us create breakthroughs and bridge the gaps and all these kinds of things. And so then I learned to do those kind of readings, I guess, those energies and inside of those groups. And then I could feel it. And people said, are you psychic? I'm like, I don't think it's psychic. I just have a desire to serve. And I always think there's something, divine intervention comes in when we're committed to that higher level to serve people, our people.
Yeah, I think people are very intuitive understanding if you're genuine or not.
For sure.
I think people have a really good BS meter.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are too trusting sometimes.
Sure.
When they don't follow their BS meter. They should follow their BS meter.
I'm guilty
of that. But a lot of times, I think people don't understand how important energy is. They don't understand that people can gravitate towards that energy. We did events where before the event starts, they're like, please shake hands, get to know people, and talk about yourself for 2 minutes for each other, and then sit down. It's crazy how different it is after you have that 3 minute, 4 minute interaction with others.
Yeah.
The energy immediately changed in that meeting.
Yeah.
That's something to be said. It's not voodoo. It's not weird. It's something to be said about that.
We'll talk, like, it doesn't matter if I've worked with, because I've worked with some Olympic athletes, college athletes, top performing businessmen, women, these kinds of people. Energy plays a huge part in everything they do. Think of a slump.
Yep.
There's a feeling to a slump. There's a feeling to a high when you're knocking them out of the park and you're doing that. There's something different there. So as a peak performance coach or a transformation coach or whatever it is that you're committed to, it's helping that person tap in to those inner resources and allowing them to come alive outside. See, here's the thing. We think it's happened accidentally, but it's happening intentionally. How you use your mind and what you think about and what you speak about, you know this. Everybody know, we understand this, but do we believe it enough to actually do something with it?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's like,
yeah,
we want this quick fix to do this, this, and that, but the greatest gift you give yourself is not what you get, but who you become. We understand that.
Yeah.
It's how you show up. In fact, that caused me, I feel like we detoured. Let me
get— No, this is great.
So back to your thing, like, is it a burden or a blessing? Like, to me, this has been the one piece of my life where I've got to see how God can use me to serve and create breakthrough in other people's lives. I had people show up in my office at times where you don't know what to expect. I've seen a variety of things. What I do know is whoever shows up in that chair, whoever shows up in my life, the ability to help create that breakthrough that they need is there, already built in.
Isn't it crazy how that works? Serving others. It's crazy when you're thinking about others and wanting to help others, how much your talents are amplified instead of just yourself.
Sure.
Because I think that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think you are so focused on helping others that, you know, God's given you that gift.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah. Well, it's available to all of us.
Yeah.
How
do you help people get to that, though? Like, I mean, your level is obviously high, but how do you get people to fuel their energy to just do it?
They've
always wanted to do, or overcome something they've always wanted to overcome, but they just can't do it.
Yeah. So what's coming to my mind right now, I was coaching a high-end female business professional. She's like, can you please talk to my husband? He used to be full of energy and life and this kind of a thing and like ready to go, right? And like, let's get him back on fire. Let's get him back on point. And he came in, but he didn't come in for himself. He came in for her. And I could feel the walls of resistance and he's trying to appease her. And I was like, bro, let's get something out of this. And where he was at in his life. So there's two trains of thought to your question. One, if I'm going down a path that is not my own, and someone's trying to like carrot and stick me or get me to have their target or their trophy become my trophy, and what made them happy should make me happy, get up at 4 a.m., do these things, get in the ice bath, whatever those check the box items are, I'm probably going to feel more resistance to that because it's not my target. So then it's not like you can do all the things. Arnold Schwarzenegger talked about this.
I just read his book.
Did you?
He's literally finished it today.
He's talking about like when he's working out, he's mentally and physically connected with the movement and visualizing what's happening with his body. So you take another guy doing the exact same thing with a different mindset, even though it appears to the physical eye they're doing the exact same thing, they're going to get two completely different results. Obviously, there's some enhancements and different things like this, but for the sake of the story, that's what it is. So you take the person who's now going, mom said, dad said, life said, the world said, and I'm supposed to do this. They seem happy and we're all kind of going down that. Then there's another one and it's a little more scary. It's trusting what's in your heart, what you feel called and compelled to do. Because sometimes the world's not on board with that. Think more logical.
Yeah.
You can't have those kinds of dreams.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? We got to be more practical, more realistic, right? But And so if they listen, there's a book called The Four Agreements. I don't know if you've read that.
I haven't.
So in The Four Agreements, there's just one of the short stories is there's a little girl and she's singing. And she's this little kid singing like little kids do, having fun. Mm-hmm. Mom's tired. Mom's had a rough day. Tells the daughter, shut up, be quiet. You sound horrible. There's an agreement. If she agrees with what mom says, she'll shut down and she'll never use her voice again, even if she wanted to be a singer. So now the obstacle that's in the way, so let's say she wants to be the singer, but mom said,
yeah.
And now I have this internal conflict. So how do I resolve that? This is all coaching stuff, right? So when you resolve those inner conflicts, but if I'm picking my path for my reason, this is you.
Yeah.
I met you a few minutes ago. I could feel your energy. You're a go, you're a do, you're going to make it happen. Yes. But it's also your vision, your dream. This is what you want. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be filled with that.
Correct.
What I notice with energy is simple. If I'm here, there's a lack. There's a lot of energy, drinks, and caffeine, and I should, and I'm supposed to, and one day I'll get there, but it's never, the blessing is the journey. We all know that, but we don't live that way.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. When you can actually get into the journey and understand, like our journey right now, $1 billion branch.
Yeah.
$1 billion. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And some of my partners are like, I'm overwhelmed by this. I'm like, doesn't matter. That's just the journey.
Yeah.
Probably not going to be this year. Might not even be next year. Might not be the year after that. But when it happens, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We started with 3 or 4 of us. We said, we're going to be 100 of us. We're almost there.
Yeah.
Just by speaking into existence sometimes for me, I think just writing it down, I tell them, if you just write it down, you're going to have a better chance. Yeah. Speaking into existence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has been a really good thing for me.
Yeah, and it pulls. So you can hear that in you, right? It's pulling you, which is the difference between the push aspect.
Oh, I like that.
So the pull is like, okay, this gets me up. It gets me juiced. It gets me going. My creative flow is turned on. I'm ready to roll, whatever it takes. You're going to probably, and this is what I learned. I'm going to backtrack just a little bit when I decided to kind of take on that path as a coach. Mm-hmm. So this all starts like 9 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So what happens as you begin to develop and as you serve, because you start to find chinks in your armor or flaws in some of coaching, like, so maybe it's motivational. Well, motivation's temporary. Inspiration, this pull, this creative force that's in us that wants to express life, that's something different.
It is.
So when I'm working with people, that is it. What is that for you? Because then the how-tos will always take care of themselves, the when-tos will, and it will all just change the way you feel because you're honoring what's inside of you. And yes, you might still have to do this for a little bit, like if you're a
makes
provider.
It not so bad though.
Yeah.
It makes us like, okay, it helps discipline so much easier. Mm-hmm. It makes us so that, okay, I don't want to do this today.
Yeah.
I really don't want to do this today, but I'm going to.
Yeah.
Because it's just, I know how I feel afterwards.
Yeah.
Or, you know, stuff like that. I think that's huge. You're able to not only, that energy is something that you can harness on the days that are really bad. It can help you get through and still be really productive.
Yeah. And in that productivity, when you're stacking, so one of the things I'll say is the ability to stack new days in new ways, right? You rituals rooted in your reason. So how do you get them to do that? You get them to connect with who they really are and what they really want. That's what leaders do. Not what I want them to want, not what they should want, not that. What do they want? How can I formulate this in a way that calls them? Because if I can do that and they feel it, like they're unstoppable. You don't need to motivate inspired people.
Yeah, you see it.
Right?
Yeah, you don't have to. Motivation's not a thing.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of times, you don't even know the difference between discipline and motivation with some people.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. And all you guys have to do, if you've lost this feeling, it's simple. We did it without effort when we were younger, before the other stories of the world started to dictate to us what is appropriate or inappropriate, all these different things, right? Mm-hmm. So how do I get them to do that? When you connect with them with a higher purpose in their higher self and the vision, we won't have time to go into this conversation
like
right now.
Said with their soul.
Right. 100%.
Saying that.
Yeah. 100%. So in my logo, it's the little brand that I've created is Live Open.
Oh, cool.
It's getting out of your head and into your heart, and it's living life from your heart with arms wide open and giving your dreams the wings to fly. Right. And the whole concept of that, when you start to plug into it, the logo looks like this, right? Minus the head.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm usually wearing one, but my daughter had the thing going on. So awesome. So this is a little side note. But anyways, it's open. So what I've realized even just recently as I'm creating new trainings and content and modules, you're open, that divine reception comes into you. And then we have the ability or the opportunity in what I'm calling creative expression. That's what you're doing right now. You're having it hit you, and then it's calling you, hey, this idea, this is
100%.
Let's go.
Yes.
And that's why we feel so good, is because we're allowing that energy. We're not stifling it. We're not shutting it off. My daughter gave me this most amazing book for Christmas, written in 1897, In Tune with the Infinite. I'm going to just touch a story because it's going to tie all this together. Yeah. There's a man, and he lives up kind of on a mountainside, and they have a water gate, and he's got to open that water gate. And as it opens and it feeds into the mountainside, into his property, it starts to make it green and lush. And the birds come, and the deer, and the buzzing of the bees, flowers. Like, it just starts to look like a Garden of Eden, okay? And you can hear it. Like, I'm reading it, and I'm like, wow, I can see this place. And he's like, it's like a park, too. Like, people will go there. It's nature. He doesn't charge. There's no trespassing signs. It's like free for all. Come in, enjoy it. Well, he has to leave. So he puts a rancher in the property. And the guy's like, I don't want people on my property. I'm putting up the no trespassing signs. And I don't want to go turn on that freaking water every day. I'm going to shut that gate off. I'm turning it off. Well, you don't realize what happens in day one or day two or day 10 or day 20. But somewhere this lake starts to dry up.
Yep.
The nature goes away. The flowers die. They wilt. They die. The insects go away. Everything is now gone. Now that what used to be the Garden of Eden is some albatross of a piece of land, it's an eyesore, right? What happened? There's no more flow. And when you see that happen in our lives, if we close off instead of open up, But if we close off, we may not know when it shows up in our life, but it will. So the catalyst, or the counter to that, I guess I should say, is the opening up, opening back up to that which gives light. Because sometimes we close off to the dream, like the little girl, I can't sing anymore. Mm-hmm. I really want to. So she starts to wither and die at some level. Because what her soul really says is, I want to sing. I want my voice to be heard. But I don't sound good. So there's stories, right? Mm-hmm. But anyways, I'll turn the time back to
this is phenomenal. I think this is great. I love that. When you talk about the story about the girl saying it, it's the same thing as I can't remember maybe it was a Tony Robbins thing, but he was watching the kids jumping in the puddles.
Okay.
It's like,
yeah.
Don't, like, let them jump in the puddles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The moment you tell them, don't jump in the puddles, it's going to get you wet. Like,
yeah.
My wife watched this, and now she just lets them jump in the puddles. They don't even care if they're wet.
Maybe join them once.
Yeah.
Twice.
Like, but she's like, it's conditioning on all these things. Don't do this. Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't. And then guess what happens? They just kind of don't do it. And so it's like, no, that's what you want to do. Let's do it. And so, and that, you know, it's Nike's, man, they got the best. Just do it. It's the greatest tagline. But.
Well, and something that's coming to me right now, just because my daughter was she had a sports injury, but they call it a kinetic chain. So I'm going to use it like a psychological chain. So sometimes in life, because I've been coaching for a lot of years now, a lot of people in different walks of life, the sponsoring problem is rarely the root problem. So this girl might show up in my office like that her real fear or her real obstacle is she wants to sing, but she's afraid to for all the different reasons she's been stacking up for most of her life. And it might now look like I'm failing at my job, and there's some kind of, this is now spun out to something different. So my job would be, let's find the singer. Let's find the writer. Let's find the dancer.
Back to the core.
Correct. Because what people, and I've done it in events, and I've done workshops and things like that. So someone might stand up and say, hey, I'm struggling with this, this, this. That's what oh, my neck hurts. But then you go to the chiropractor, he's like, yeah, something's out in your ankle or your hip or something.
My wrist was hurting. It was my shoulder.
See what I mean?
Nothing to do with my
wrist. Yeah, but we think it's that. So it's just like that. It's a psychological chain instead of the kinetic chain. So how are those emotions showing up? What's showing up? And then the ability to get to the root cause so they can understand it and feel it and then now create a new possibility.
That's incredible.
Right?
I think this is a great podcast episode. I got to get you on again. So you're coming on again.
Yeah.
But I think energy and what you just said about kinetic, I think it's something that's very misunderstood. Just like for years, even with chiropractors, people didn't think chiropractors were important, very important.
Mm-hmm.
He fixed my shoulder and my arm. Like, Yeah. It's just people need to learn and be educated. Dang it, we got to wrap this up. I was going to say for you two things. What's a call to action for people that are watching this? What's something that your audience can, you know, resonate with you on this? What's something that you could say for a call to action that maybe that if someone is feeling this way right now that they just want to get out and do it, just improve on your life. Now's the time to change. What's something you could do for them as far as call to action?
Yeah, so right now what's coming to me is everything that we've already been talking about. It is, and you've provided a great platform for your audience, for the people who are your followers.
Well, thank you.
We're just doing it. Well, to be able to plug into this type of information, and the call to action is to listen to what's inside of you. Don't silence it anymore. Give it a voice. Breathe life into it. It doesn't have to mean you're going to run the marathon today. It means you might take the first step and the second step and the third. But whatever it is, when you feel compelled or you feel inspired, go. Don't worry about connecting the dots. We didn't get to go there, right?
Yeah.
Steve Jobs says you cannot connect the dots moving forward. You can only connect them looking backward. So allow your life to be magical. Let the call to action, when it comes to you, like they'll receive their own call to action. So my call to action is to listen.
Love it.
To move forward, to advance, and let's see what happens when you start to live a magical life.
That's incredible. Mic drop. Well, Brand, last question I have for you is how can we get a hold of you? What's your Facebook, Instagram, or email? What's viewers can get a hold of you?
Yeah. So I've got to get better at this. My daughter is now helping me.
Yeah.
I haven't been active on social media for a while.
What?
And there's a reason for me, because as you establish your voice, you start to see there's a lot of different coaches and different reasons. So to me, I wanted to find my voice and let my voice be authentic and real to me and not get caught up in some of the other stuff. And so I'm on Facebook. My name is Brandon Vanderstappen. Same thing with Instagram. I'm working on some new products. I've got some really amazing free things I'm going to be giving away just to help people through this type of a process, so that they can start plugging into the power of their heart and living a life that reflects what's there.
Well, perfect. We'll get the links on here so people can follow that as well. But thank you so much. Amazing episode. Thanks, Brent.
You're a good man.